आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज स्वदेशी शुड बी लाइफ मंत्र फॉर एवरी इंडियन। यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह सेज डेमोग्राफिक चेंजेस इन बॉर्डर एरियाज डायरेक्टली अफेक्ट सिक्योरिटी ऑफ द कंट्री। Flood situation deteriorates in Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab. Mobile and internet services disrupted in Kashmir Valley. Educational institutions to remain closed in Jammu today. Festival of Ganesh Chaturthi being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. And in shootings, Sifth Kaur Samra becomes first Indian to win an individual gold in women's 50-meter rifle three positions at Asian Championships in Kazakhstan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Swadeshi should be life mantra for every Indian. Speaking at Maruti Suzuki's Hansalpur plant in Ahmedabad yesterday, Mr. Modi said investment might come from anywhere in the world, but if production takes place in India, it is ultimately Swadeshi.
आत्मनिर्भर भारत के अभियान को हम सब आगे बढ़ाएं, वोकल फॉर लोकल बने, स्वदेशी ये हमारा जीवन मंत्र बनना चाहिए दोस्तों। गर्व से स्वदेशी की तरफ चल पड़ो और यहाँ जापान के द्वारा जो चीजें बनी है ना, ये भी स्वदेशी है। जो प्रोडक्शन है उसमें पसीना मेरे देशवासियों का होगा। इस भाव के साथ आप मेरे साथ चलिए दोस्तों, 2047 में हम ऐसा हिंदुस्तान बनाएंगे, आपकी आने वाली अनेक पीढ़ियां आपके इतिहास का गर्व करेगी।
The Prime Minister said that a new chapter is being added to India's Make in India journey, making an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India and Make for the World. He pointed out that companies like Maruti Suzuki have become brand ambassadors of Make in India.
Suzuki Japan भारत में manufacturing कर रही है और जो गाड़ियां बन रही है वो वापस जापान को export की जा रही है। ये जापान और भारत के रिश्तों की मजबूती तो है ही, भारत को लेकर ग्लोबल कंपनियों के भरोसे को भी ये आपके सामने प्रस्तुत करता है। एक तरह से मारुति सुजुकी जैसी कंपनियां मेक इन इंडिया की ब्रांड एम्बेसडर बन चुकी है। लगातार 4 साल से मारुति भारत की सबसे बड़ी कार एक्सपोर्टर है।
Stressing the importance of clean energy and clean mobility, Prime Minister Modi said, clean mobility is the future and India is set to emerge as a reliable center for clean mobility solutions. He noted that proactive government measures have resulted in a 500-fold growth in electronics production in the country over the past decade. He added that going forward, India's focus will be on futuristic industries. Reiterating India's commitment to development, he said that alongside mission manufacturing, the government has also launched the National Critical Mineral Mission to meet the auto industry's growing demand for rare earth magnets. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off the Made in India Battery Electric Vehicles BEVs e-Vitara from Hansalpur. The vehicles will be exported to over 100 countries, including key markets in Europe and Japan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 4-day official visit to Japan and China. During his Japan visit on the 29th and 30th of this month, Prime Minister Modi will hold the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with his Japanese counterpart, Shigeru Ishiba. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri shared details of Prime Minister Modi's Japan visit with the media in New Delhi.
Shri Narendra Modi is embarking on an official visit to Japan on the evening of 28 August. He will be in Japan on the 29th and the 30th of August for holding the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Shigeru Ishiba. This will be a visit that will be fully dedicated to the bilateral agenda between India and Japan. This is also Prime Minister's 8th visit to Japan.
In China, the Prime Minister will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's 25th meeting of Council of Heads of State in Tianjin on 31st of August and 1st of September of the next month. Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, briefed media about Prime Minister Modi's upcoming visit to China.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi will visit Tianjin, China, for the 25th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Council, the SCO, on 31st August and 1st September 2025 at the invitation of His Excellency President Xi Jinping of China. The SCO was established with the primary goal of countering three evils of terrorism, separatism and extremism, which continue to remain a challenge. Today, as a regional platform, there is a broader range of sectors of cooperation among the SCO members.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that demographic changes in border areas directly impact the security of the country and its borders. Mr. Shah said this while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day Vibrant Villages Program workshop in New Delhi. He said that the Vibrant Villages Program was started by the Modi government to stop migration from border villages and achieve 100% saturation. The minister said that the Vibrant Villages program is boosting employment by promoting infrastructure, preservation and promotion of culture and tourism in border villages. He highlighted that after implementing the Vibrant Villages program in Arunachal Pradesh, the population in many border villages has increased. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The flood situation has deteriorated in Jammu and Kashmir. Heavy downpour has disrupted mobile telephone and internet services in the Kashmir Valley, while all major rivers in the Jammu division are flowing above the danger level, inundating many areas. A bridge on the Jammu-Pathankot highway collapsed, forcing the closure of the highway as shooting stones blocked the Jammu-Srinagar highway. Tavi River is flowing above the evacuation level in Jammu City and Udhampur districts. The authorities have closed the Tavi Bridge in Jammu City. Basanta River in Samba, the Uj River in Kathua, Chenab River in Doda, Ramban and Akhnoor areas, and rivers in Riasi, Kishtwar and Doda districts are all flowing above the danger level. Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education has postponed Class 10 and 11 exams scheduled for today. All schools in Jammu Division will remain closed today due to bad weather conditions. All educational institutions, including schools, colleges and universities, are to remain closed today in six districts of Kashmir region. These districts include Anantnag, Kulgam, Pulwama, Shopian, Badgam and Srinagar. The BSF has also postponed the recruitment process for the Constable GD exam 2025, scheduled for today at BSF Palora Camp, Jammu. Northern Railway has cancelled 18 trains to and from Katra, Udhampur and Jammu railway stations. Four trains have been short-terminated. We have news just in. At least 30 people have lost their lives after heavy rains triggered a massive landslide on the route to Vaishno Devi Shrine near Katra in Jammu and Kashmir. Heavy rains triggered a landslide near the Vaishno Devi Shrine, Katra, yesterday. In Punjab, the flood situation in parts of the state bordering Ravi, Bias and Satluj rivers is turning grim. An alert had been sounded in several districts and leaves of all the officials have been cancelled to maintain round-the-clock presence at the ground level and continue rescue and relief operations in flood-affected areas. Intermittent rain in parts of Punjab for the last over 48 hours and continuous rainfall over the past 2 to 3 days in Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir has caused Ranjit Sagar Dam and Pong Dam to reach maximum capacity, necessitating controlled release of water. Water is also being released from Bhakra Dam for the last over a week in controlled manner to avoid damage to the dam. We have more from our correspondent.
Seven districts including Pathankot, Gurdaspur, Fazilka, Firozpur, Hoshiarpur, Kapurthala and Taran Taran are on high alert. A caution has also been sounded in Amritsar. Flood control rooms have been set up across the state. People living in low-lying areas of these districts have been instructed to reach to safer places or relief camps. Those stranded deep inside the affected areas are being rescued by Army, BSF, NDRF and Punjab Police. Punjab Water Resources Minister Brinder Kumar Goyal, who is is visiting affected areas with other ministers, said that helicopters have also been deployed to evacuate people to safer locations. Holidays have been declared in all the schools till August 30th, and citizens have been requested to stay away from riverbanks and avoid spreading and believing in rumors. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. Also known as Vinayak Chaturthi or Ganesh Utsav, the day marks the beginning of 10-day-long festivities during which people place clay idols of Lord Ganesh at their homes and worship them. Deva Shri Ganesha, 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 Deva Shri Ganesha. Jwala si jalti hai aankhon mein jiske bhi dil mein tera naam hai. Ganesh Chaturthi is a major attraction in Maharashtra where people celebrate it with great zeal. More from our correspondent.
Chants of Ganpati Bappa Moria, Mangal Murti Moria devotees across Maharashtra have started welcoming the beloved Ganpati Bappa into their homes. Public or sarvajanik idols are being brought into pandals with great enthusiasm, accompanied by beats of dhol, tasha, pataks, vibrant music and fireworks. The ceremonial pran pratistha of Lord Ganpati will be performed, followed by elaborate puja and aarti rituals. This 10-day festival is an integral part of Maharashtra's cultural identity, celebrated each year with a host of cultural activities ranging from performances, competitions to live visual displays known as Dekhava. This year, the Bombay High Court has mandated the Ganpati idols made of plaster of Paris up to 6 feet in height must be immersed in artificial water bodies. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted citizens on the occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi. Indian Olympian Sifth Kaur Samra has created history by clinching the individual gold medal in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the 16th Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. Sifth scored 459.2 to take the top spot. She was followed by Yuji Yang of China, 458.8, and Japan's Misaki Nobata, 448.2. Ashi Choksi, the other Indian in the individual eight-shooter final, finished seventh with a score of 402.8. The India Meteorological Department, IMDS, forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Odisha till tomorrow. The IMD has predicted heavy rainfall over north and northeast India, including Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir during the next 7 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Sunil. India braces for impact of 50% US tariff from today is the top headline in the Hindu. Tariffs to hit labor-intensive sector, writes the Pioneer. Hindustan Times quotes Prime Minister Modi as saying that Swadeshi should be everyone's life mantra in light of the US levies. Amid the ongoing tariff tensions between India and the US, Prime Minister Modi's upcoming visit to China is expected to give new momentum to bilateral ties, writes the Statesman. Torrential rains wreaks havoc in Jammu, causing several incidents of landslides and flash floods, reports the Tribune. And finally, the Times of India quotes a government report that reveals that nearly one in three school students in India take private coaching, with practice being more common in urban areas, and 2/3 of children in rural areas enrolled in government schools, while that figure is only 30% in urban areas. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Swadeshi should be life mantra for every Indian. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says demographic changes in border areas directly affect security of the country. Flood situation deteriorates in Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab. Mobile and internet services disrupted in Kashmir Valley. At least 30 people killed in a landslide en route Vaishno Devi Shrine in Jammu and Kashmir. Festival of Ganesh Chaturthi being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. And in shooting, Sifth Kaur Samra becomes first Indian to win an individual gold in women's 50-meter rifle three positions at Asian Championships in Kazakhstan. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.